Hachette Audio presents Shadows in the Vineyard, the true story of the plot to poison the world's greatest wine. Written by Maximilian Potter. Read by Donald Corrin. For Laurie and our enfant, True and Jack. What kind of man the cellarer of the monastery should be. 1. As cellarer of the monastery should be chosen from the community, one who is sound in judgment, mature in character, sober, not a great eater, not self-important, not turbulent, not harshly spoken, not an off-putter, not wasteful. 2. But a God-fearing man who will be a father to the whole community. 3. He is to have charge of all affairs. 10. He must regard the chattels of the monastery and its whole property as if they were sacred vessels of the altar. Chapter 31 of the Benedictine Rules, as posted in English inside the Burgundy's Abbey Notre Dame de Citeaux. Chapter 1. The Grand Monsieur. The sun over Burgundy's seemingly endless expanse of richly green vineyards belonged to late summer. What few clouds there were fantastical, fat, and luminous, giant dollops of silver and white acrylic paint that had not yet finished drying onto God's vast canvas of sky. Plush canopies of leaves on the tens of thousands of vines fluttered in breezes so faint that if not for the subtle sway, it would have appeared there wasn't any breeze at all. Chirping.